at the 2019 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX Convention in Spokane, Washington. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Scott Butterfield from Your Credit Union Partner. How are you, sir?
Good. Happy International Credit Union Day.
That is right. Happy International Credit Union Day. How are you celebrating?
With you, Mr. Credit Union.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you are a fixture at Credit Unions.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
So well, I get to spend a special day with Mike Lawson.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, right back at you, sir. Right back at you. How's
thank
the,
you.
Speaking of the conference and stuff, how's it going for you? There's a lot of people out here right now.
Well, the MAX conference is awesome. It's one of my favorite because this is not only is it a great event, huge event, this is home, my home turf for me.
Close to home for you, yeah.
I'm part of the strategic link team of Northwest Credit Union Association.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as part of one of those team members with the association, we provide support for strategic planning for credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And we also help credit unions that may have their low income designation or want to pursue CDFI mm-hmm. certification. We support league members, association members to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So this really, for me, is like a family reunion.
This is your biggie.
It's friend. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely
yeah,
family
awesome.
Reunion for sure as well, too. Hey, you are speaking not once, but twice, or you already spoke.
Yes.
Not once, but twice.
Yes.
So the first topic you talked about, it was a roundtable, why small credit unions are important.
Yes.
So give us the 411 on why they're important. I think we all know why they're important, but I want to get your take on it.
My message to them was that they fill an important niche in their communities, mm-hmm. whether their communities are single segs or an actual geographic community.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small credit unions that are frequently in those communities working with people. And it's important that they know they're relevant. And people frequently say, well, they're the soul of the credit union and the heart of the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And they, from my perspective, working with them so many years, they are.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so my message to them at the round table, and it was sold out crowd.
Good.
The round table.
It should be.
Very, very engaged. We talked about, I shared with them my perspective, but I think all credit unions are small. Because if you take all 5,500 credit unions, we're the size of Wells Fargo Bank.
I know, exactly.
And so,
put it into perspective. Yeah.
And then when I look at the fintech companies out there that are growing market share, I think even the largest credit unions were small compared to the big banks. And I think if they have that perspective, they understand, look, there's a place for us. We talked about the importance of profitable growth
mm-hmm.
at a right level to ensure they have the earnings that they need to keep up with technology. And they don't have to be leading edge technology. We need to keep up as quick as they can,
mm-hmm.
keep up with the cost of human resources and the ability to compete.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we talked about one of the ways that they can compete is by collaborating, cooperating with other credit unions. And we talked about, and I shared some examples of how credit unions are actually, smaller credit unions are collaborating within their communities.
Mm-hmm.
Human service groups, faith-based organizations mm-hmm. like Catholic Charities,
mm-hmm.
Workforce development programs at universities, colleges, that even small credit unions can get build a relationship with them and now have a community partner that's advocating on their behalf.
I see what you're going to
help them, helps them grow.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was great. After I spoke the first part of the round table, after that, the new NCUA board member, Todd Harper,
I saw him yesterday and today. Yeah.
I was really impressed. He spoke to our group. And then he spent the next hour and a half with our group.
Wow.
Engaging in our networking
Very
group,
nice.
Asking questions,
yeah.
just mingling and talking to people. It was fantastic. He shared with us some of his his areas of priority as
mm-hmm.
an NCUA board member.
Mm-hmm.
So, great event. If you know me, all of my clients are not small. But I work with a lot of smaller credit unions,
mm-hmm.
and I just have too many best practice examples of how they remain relevant to
them.
So it was awesome.
Very
great
cool.
Event.
So can you give us a couple of takeaways from that roundtable? What can they take back to their credit union and go, hey, you know what? This is what I learned in this session.
Yeah.
Here's how we can improve. Here's
three things.
From there.
Three things are important. One is they need to look internally at their membership and at their community.
Mm-hmm.
See if they can identify some community needs. Like, for instance, in many rural communities, affordable transportation is a huge need.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you can partner with a group like Workforce Solutions are trying to help people get a better job,
mm-hmm.
Provide financial education. We do auto loans better than anyone else. And so if you can find needs in the community that can align to a product, then you say, okay, here's a community match for us.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that is important is getting their buy-in,
mm-hmm.
helping them understand that being a community partner is more than writing a big check.
Right.
It's
right.
What we do as nonprofit financial cooperatives is we provide the product.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll provide education, we'll provide the product, you provide access to the people who need the help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And number three is set some goals. Not only have an MOU with the partner, but set some goals. How will you help this partner? So what would that look like? Well, if you help someone get an affordable used auto to get to and from work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As many parts of the country have terrible mass transit, right? You help them get to work. That's something that we do. And they make those payments on time. Their credit score improves. And so if that credit score for the individual improves, it's a win-win-win. It's a win for the member. They've got access to transportation,
mm-hmm.
right? And their credit's improving.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win to the credit union because they get a profitable loan,
of course.
An active member. And three, it's a win for the community because if we've got more people going back to work,
mm-hmm.
more people to have reliable transportation to get mm-hmm. to work, that will strengthen economic development. And we shared some best practices of how credit unions are doing that. And so you don't have to be large to do that, but you've got to have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to find a group to get involved with that needs what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable transportation, affordable housing,
mm-hmm.
right? Micro, small business loans, those type of things that even small credit unions can jump in mm-hmm. and provide.
Indeed, indeed. I want to switch gears to your second
yeah.
talk. Recruiting boards with diverse perspectives. Give us the overview here and why it's so significant.
Yeah, well, I work with a lot of boards,
mm-hmm.
and the fact is diversity is a challenge within the credit union space,
yeah.
especially among our board of directors. And so that's why you see CUNA, NCUA. In fact, Allison from our team, the first November will be at the NCUA's Diversity and Inclusion
mm-hmm.
Summit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's a big buzzword right now, is because as a group, we're not that
yeah.
diverse.
Yeah.
And so what I talked about is, look, if you look around the communities that we serve, it's changing demographically, rapidly. If you look at the age and how long millennials going out to 2050 are going to be the dominant
mm-hmm.
group,
mm-hmm.
our borrowers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at those things, and then if you look at economic differences, 78% of working Americans live paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we have a board that does not understand that perspective, good, hardworking people,
yeah.
they love their credit union, but they don't understand the perspective of the single working mom living
mm-hmm.
paycheck to paycheck,
mm-hmm.
or understand the needs of their growing Latino community. If we don't have that perspective, we will miss out on how to best serve.
Right, exactly. You gotta relate to your members, represent your
yeah.
membership. Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And you know, and the bias isn't intentional, it's just we know what we know.
Right.
And so we talked about the importance of getting someone with a diverse perspective on the board. And I provided some ideas of how they can find and recruit
yeah,
those
can
people.
You give us one or two?
Yeah, one for instance is, find young people love to get engaged in something they believe in.
Oh yeah.
But they gotta believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you find those people? Well, nonprofits. If you're partnering with a nonprofit that serves Hispanic Latino young professionals,
mm-hmm.
well, there you get two for one. You get a Hispanic Latino and you get a millennial probably,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go out and engage in a cause that it's important to them,
mm-hmm.
what I frequently see is, and it's reciprocal. Someone from their group will come and be on your board.
Oh yeah.
So
oh,
getting
yeah.
involved with them, tracking some of the, you know, credit unions we've been great for years of giving scholarships to students. Well, let's go back to those students 5 years after they've graduated from a college. And say, hey, how about serving on our board?
Mm-hmm.
We need age diversity on our board, and it will help you build your resume.
Mm-hmm.
So, community partnerships, getting out in the community, meeting other people, getting beyond the groups. Because if you put me on the board nomination committee, and I don't do any of that, I'm going to go back to my friends
mm-hmm.
and. God bless me for trying to get someone to come and volunteer in the credit
right,
union,
right.
but I'm probably going to reach out to the people that I hang
exactly.
with that tend to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of questions asked, a lot of positive feedback. The room, I don't know, maybe 70, 80 people there, mostly board members. So what I've heard is really well received, and it's timely because if our future member in 5 years from now is going to be what is considered today a minority population, which will now be the majority population, if they're going to be millennials, my generation isn't going to be borrowing much in 2050, right?
Right.
So if we look at where things are going, if we can start adding that diversity now of perspective, even one or two board members, we will do a better job of serving that group moving forward.
Yep.
And you'll see there are a lot of topics today about diversity and inclusion, and the board sets the tone for the credit union. And the good news is, Mike, I hear a lot of credit unions, they're asking. They will say, we know we're not diverse enough, how can we change that?
Yep. Step one, awareness.
Absolutely.
And then step two, execute. Go find them, for sure. Great stuff, Scott, as
Thank
always.
Thank you.
I mean, your topics are spot on, as always, so appreciate you coming in, taking a little few minutes and educating us.
Thank you,
cool
and thanks for giving people like me an opportunity to share what we do. It's
content
important.
Content is king. This is really, really good stuff. So I appreciate you coming in and hanging out for a few minutes and teaching us a few things.
Thank
good
you.
Stuff, Scott.
All right.
Well done. Scott Butterfield, your credit union partner. Go look him up. Good stuff, sir.